Homesteader Cafe.
I want to make sure I say that right. There we go. I had it on my email, but I didn't see it on this listing. That's why I was like, uh-oh, let me make sure I got that right. Okay. Yes. All right, we'll go ahead and get started then. Hoppin' No 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. KC Restaurant Week kicks off this Friday, and I got another idea for you to check out here in the studio. Tell us more about their restaurant. It's Sydney representing Homesteader Cafe. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good to have you in here to talk about some good food. First of all, I've seen some of the good food, but we got to talk about some of this good food. Tell us about the concept of your restaurant.
So we are a farm-to-table-based restaurant. Everything that comes in is fresh, and it is local produce.
Nice. And pretty much some good home cooking is what you're talking about. Yes. Sounds like too, right?
Yes.
All right. So why don't you tell us about some of the selections that y'all be having on the menu for KC Restaurant Week?
So for Restaurant Week, we are doing for brunch, we have a wonderful spinach salad that has roasted beets, walnuts, and mandarin oranges. We also have our famous BLT mac and cheese. It sounds a little weird, but it is amazing. You will not be disappointed in it.
I heard good things already about it from Julie, who got a sample. So I have to check this out here myself here in a few.
Yes.
And then what else are you offering on the menu?
We also have some of our dinner things going on. We have our wonderful meatloaf. If you ever want a cooked meal, that is what you should order when you come in. And our shrimp and polenta is amazing. Pretty flavorful. You can feel free to add any poached eggs. It's really good.
Poached eggs with shrimp and polenta. Interesting.
Yes.
Nice. And then would you say one of those is your most favorite item? Is the meatloaf or the shrimp and polenta more popular?
They're both very popular. The shrimp and polenta is one of my personal favorites.
And you got to tell me about the gnocchi. That's something I just learned today. I thought it was gnocchi the whole time, but then you just told me it's gnocchi.
It's good. It has a tomato, cream, spinach, sheep's cheese. And then you can also add chicken or shrimp, steak, anything that you would like.
Nice. And of course, I'm a sweet guy, so I love my desserts. What do we have on the dessert part of this meal?
Our famous cinnamon pecan bread pudding. Mm. And then we also have our s'mores cheesecake.
Wait a minute, s'mores cheesecake?
Yes.
That's very amazing. Interesting. What's in this? It's just pretty much the s'mores with the graham cracker crust and marshmallows
is,
and
but
stuff?
But you got to remember, everything is fresh, so it's made fresh in-house, scratch.
Wow.
And it's amazing.
Wow. So where are you located at?
We are located downtown, 7th and Walnut.
And what's your hours?
We are open from 10 to 2.
Okay.
And dinner opens up for, we have happy hour. And then we ask 4 to 6 for happy hour. And then we close about 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right. And I bet you highly suggest they should make their reservations right now and don't wait any longer, right?
Yes. Do not wait because reservations are filling up.
Yes. And where can they make those reservations at?
You can make them online, or you can also feel free to call the restaurant and just let us know what they are, and we'll be happy to reserve them for anyone.
And what's that phone number?
I did not have that.
Oh, that's okay. No worries about that. Make sure you go to our website at kprs.com. You can get more information on all that good stuff, so you can make sure you make your reservations and get ready for KC Restaurant Week that kicks off this Friday. I know, Sydney, you're excited about it too, like me, huh?
I'm really excited to see everyone.
Yeah, especially check out new spots. So make sure you check out Homesteader Cafe and appreciate your time. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll have more music coming up on the way right here in that station number one for hip-hop and R&B, Hoppin' No 3 Jams.